The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Ever had a weird sound in your car, your truck, and you go, wonder what that is? And you kind of ignore it. I've got seven car noises you should never ignore. We'll go over those this hour on this foggy edition of Wheels. Good morning. It is 7:07. I'm Denver Fox. Welcome in here on this foggy Saturday morning, and we got our panel of experts here, the car guys, and the big wheel himself from Cecil & Son Discount Tires, Troy Cox. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
Boy, this is, we had a lot of accidents this past week because of the inclement weather. We've had a lot of rain. We even had some icy conditions. Not really bad, not covered with ice, but a few slick spots here and there. But boy, sometimes people think if they've got some good tread on their tires, they can just go barreling through some of that, and that is not the case, is it?
You know, certainly it helps, but I mean, water between your tire and the road diminishes the friction. Frozen water diminishes even more. I'm always shaking my head because it seems to me that there's a disproportionate number of all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive cars and trucks off the road when we have this kind of weather, and you just find yourself shaking your head going, okay, just because you've got twice as many tires as a regular car or truck helping you get started, it in no way helps you stop.
No, stopping is important when you're out on the road in these cases.
Doesn't matter how fast you can accelerate, it matters how fast can you stop. And Yes. That kind of stuff, you need to give yourself more room. You need to slow down because, you know, your ability to change lanes and stops is not, generally speaking, going to be enhanced by having all-wheel or four-wheel drive.
You got some rebates going on right now at
Goodyear's got rebates up to $80 on select sets. If you use your Goodyear card on some of those tires, it can get up as high as $200 a set. So pretty nice little rebate running right there. And, it's a good time of year. We're probably at this point not going to get a lot of winter dump, although we've had ice storms in early March before.
Yeah.
But we are getting into the rainy season, and, you know, as we talk, people always worry about hydroplaning. That's what, even going back to driver's ed, we're warned about. But hydroplaning has a simple answer. You just slow down. When your tires get thin, the hazard you can't prevent is that idiot pulling out in front of you unexpectedly, because your stopping distances in wet pavement increase dramatically as your tires wear down. And that's the issue that I think more people should be concerned about. Because, again, you can't control that panic stop when it's going to happen. Certainly, you should be driving slower, giving yourself more room in bad weather. But, you know, if you're not and someone pulls out in front of you, or even if you think you've got a clear road and someone pulls out in front of you, if your tires are thin, you may have trouble stopping.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I've got the first of our seven car noises that may be a warning sign of trouble. And this is one for you, Troy. You probably know what this is. It sounds like a coin in a clothes dryer banging around. So you hear something rattling around like inside a wheel at low speeds.
I've heard something like that with stuff in the squirrel cage for the blower. Well, I thought you were going a different way. I thought some of the people that used to ride with me in high school were calling, suspecting, you know, hysterical screaming and praying.
Yeah, if you hear barking from your trunk or screaming from that's not the sounds I'm talking about.
Okay.
I was talking about loose lug nuts maybe inside a hubcap.
That can absolutely do that too.
Yeah.
That can absolutely do that. Heavy clunking is also can be associated with those. But, I mean, if you feel a vibration low speed, if you feel like something shifting, stop. It could be loose lug nuts. It could be a wheel bearing starting to fail. We had a Dodge truck. A lady limped it in to the store and said, boy, it's making this terrible noise. And literally just across the parking lot, she backed in. And then just the short distance across the parking lot trying to pull it in a bay, the driver's front wheel fell off.
Wow.
The wheel bearing was just shelled.
Wow. Yeah, she made it just in time. That's in time. That's a little close there. Here's Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technologies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's new in the world of compressed natural gas?
We're fixing to build a station up in Wichita, Kansas. So I've been running up and down the turnpike. And our Pike Passes work in Kansas. That's pretty cool.
They do, and they work in Texas too, don't they? To some degree.
I'm glad that two states get along enough to allow that to happen.
Share their revenue like that, anyway. Yep. All right, here's a sound for you. This noise that you should never ignore: brake squealing, grinding, or growling. What it means when you, and Troy alluded to this a little bit there, squealing noise of your brake pads or your shoes might be nearing the end of service.
We hear it all the time. There's a little bitty metal tab that's on a lot of brakes, and it starts grinding or squealing into the rotor itself, and your pads are gone. And we've seen pads so bad that the bearings and everything, that the caliper was holding the wheel on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the disc will be serrated where it's wore it all the way out to the fins.
And, of course, that's one of the benefits that you have from Tulsa Gas Technologies, where you have your fleet maintenance and fleet care. You come in, you check those kind of things.
Oh, you bet. My guys actually measure them. When they got it up on the rack, they got a little caliper. They reach up there and engage it and look at it, and they'll give the owner a sense of you got 50% pad left, 30%, it's time. So that's part of it.
All right. And Lloyd Boland is the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, and the inventor of the PC 41 Plus headlamp restoration kit.
Good morning.
Keep your headlamps cool. We should have temperatures up in the 60s here the next couple of days. We up a little warm enough where you could do some cleaning on your headlamps.
We're still doing some, too, in the shop because it's warm in the shop. So
yeah,
that's where we stay most of the time.
Lloyd helped me out the other day. I had a problem. On the show here, we've talked many times about, especially for winter driving, have your winter driving kit with your Chunky and your, scrapers and some gloves and things like that, and maybe a few tools. I thought I had all that stuff, but I got out in the parking lot the other day, and I thought, I'll fix this, and I did not have one single tool in my truck. And it was so frustrating, and I had to go borrow some from the veterinary clinic. I said, hey, you guys can loan me a few tools. I got a couple of little pliers and things, so I barely got my battery out.
And it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold that day. It was one of those icy days, too. Yeah. And it was ugly. It took me a while, but I finally got it out. But it reminded me to remind everyone, have a couple of things, an open-end adjustable wrench, maybe, or some screwdrivers or pliers, just a few basic things that could maybe be the difference when you could fix a few things and not be stuck somewhere.
Well, that's when AAA pays off, too. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Any record service, because they'll come out and do that. But any of them will do that. But it's just one of those things you don't think about. I'm the same way. If I was to break down in my truck, I don't know what I'd do. I probably won't have a tool in it. I just don't carry them.
Yeah, but you've got it scared. You just look at it. And it'll fix itself, probably.
You don't make me break open my toolbox. Right.
Yeah. I'll get you. If I have to go get my wrench, then this will hurt. So, yeah. Hey, I've got a sound for you, Lloyd. Yeah. A finger snapping, popping, or a clicking sound when you turn.
Well, it's got to be a CV joint.
Yeah, front-wheel drives or all-wheel drive vehicles can hear this sound when you turn a corner. But the noise stops when you're going straight.
Yes.
So that would be CV joints, right?
We've all seen things that are really weird. I've actually seen those fall out, and I imagine the other guys have too. People will drive things till they just fall off the car.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a good way to treat a car. It's going to wind up costing you a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, we had a minivan come in on the hook a couple of weeks ago, and they'd run it till the CV joint had failed. And, of course, if your vehicle stops going and you have to coast to the side of the road, the obvious answer is step on the gas harder. So they'd spun this thing so hard that not only, was the joint bad, but they'd flopped around and tore loose some ABS wiring. And it's like, okay, why was that a good idea? Well, it wasn't going, so I gave it more gas.
And now it's going to cost you more money.
Yeah, it's going to cost you more money.
Get it all fixed up. All right, here's another one for anybody here. A rhythmic squeak that speeds up as you accelerate.
How many points is this?
This will be a bonus 5 points for you on this. So if you have rear-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, and you hear this sound, the culprit could be...
U-joint. I can actually send you the picture of that one.
Yeah, there you go, right there. Universal U-joint. Yeah.
It's creaky noise, too. It's well, creaky is the only way I know to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the U-joint actually looks kind of like a U.
Yeah.
It's in the back, part of your drive, isn't it? So, which are found in pairs and are components of the drive shaft. So it's checked by... A mechanic would just go right straight for that if you hear those sounds.
Right, because, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a cross. It looks like a plus sign, and the aftermarket ones typically have a grease cert, so you can grease and service them and enhance their service life, but your factory ones generally don't. So, you know, at the point they start squeaking, it's time to replace them. Yeah, please don't keep putting it off because it gets more and more expensive. We had one come in. In fact, I'll have to find the picture to send you for Instagram because it's amazing. This thing was flopping so bad, they had worn into the cast iron yoke and had destroyed the yoke as well as the U-joint. It's like, wasn't this thing clunking when you put it in gear? Wasn't it making all sorts of noise and vibration? Yeah, but I just didn't have time to mess with it.
One of the things I think we find out, as the weather gets warmer and we start rolling the windows down to let some fresh air in, then you begin to hear some of these sounds that may have been there for weeks, you know, and we keep our windows pretty tight during the winter. You wouldn't necessarily hear some of these sounds.
One of the ways to detect noises is like by the shop, we go down the beside the shops like an alley, and you could pick up noises you wouldn't hear otherwise. That's really
good. Or under a bridge, you know, so underpass, you know, you'll hear it. I've heard things there that I didn't hear anywhere else that it just reflected the sound back to me.
And a U-joint, too, will make a weird noise if it's put in backwards.
I bet it does.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
And sometimes people do that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a good diagnostic tool. We've got a shopping center just about a quarter mile down the road from us, so when we're chasing noises, very often we'll pull into the alley there behind it, roll the windows down, and you make one pass with the driver's side closer to the wall, and then you make a U-turn in the lot at the end and come back, and it helps you isolate it side to side and, again, makes it a lot clearer because the sound can bounce back and you can hear it more easily.
Okay, here's the sound. A howling, whining, or even singing.
Rear end.
Oh, I was going to say your mother-in-law on that. Usually sign of bearings, metal balls that rotate smoothly, so could be bearings, I guess. But which ones? You know, you'd have to isolate once again which ones.
There's ways to tell them. Like he mentioned rear end. Rear end noise, usually if you let up on it, it stops. You know it's gears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then you can do the wall trick if it's the axle bearing or the rear end.
Yeah. So and sometimes you can change lanes, too. If it's like a front wheel bearing, as you change lanes, as it gets louder and quieter, determine the direction you're going when it gets quieter, and you can isolate to the other side then. But, you know, a singing or a howl, typically we see several. Of course, we see a lot of three-quarter and one-ton service trucks, oil filled and what have you. And it's like, guys, fresh grease is your friend, man.
Yes.
Well, you never need to change that. Well, you know, you just bought a rear end because you never needed to change that.
But yeah, front wheel drive, you hear it basically when you turn.
The clicking and clattering.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard front drives that have the same kind of, you know, if the transmission's worn or going out, the same kind of whine as a rear drive.
And they will vibrate.
And if you have rear-wheel drive, it just gets louder the more you accelerate, I guess.
Well, if you're going at steady speed under power down the road, you'll hear the singing or the howling or the whining. If you let up on the gas and take the load off, if it is the rear differential, it'll quiet down.
Ah, okay, I got you. Get those fixed immediately. We'll go some more of these, and maybe you have some sounds you want to share with us and help us to help you to identify here on this edition of Wheels. You can call us 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. Fog out there this morning. Drive very carefully. 40 degrees now in Tulsa. We're on Operation Slick Streets. It's 721. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on KRMG. About converting your vehicle to compressed natural gas, you need to talk to Tom here about all the rebates and the tax credits that help you cover the initial investment. You'll get that back, and then the savings just begin and keep on going right there. And there are some new incentives now for CNG conversion, aren't there, Tom?
You bet. There's a bill right now that's up there, and you know, tax credits a lot of times you hear people beat them up in the news, and they're not all bad. There's a bill up there, House Bill 2756, and so it's going to increase the tax credits on alternative fuel vehicles. So that's propane, natural gas, electric. I guess if you make one run on hairspray, there's an alternative, you know, it's an alternative fuel.
French fry oil,
you
whatever.
Yeah. So increasing that on this alternative fuel deal, all this fuel comes from Oklahoma. So that tax base starts at the well and goes all the way to the vehicle instead of just the vehicle side. So it is a big deal to keep increasing and keep supporting the alternative fuel market in Oklahoma. And, you know, with compressed natural gas, we see that a little bit more favorable in Oklahoma because we have such a gas base. We're, I think, still the number three producer in the United States. And, you know, the United States is really now the number one natural gas producing country. So anything we can do with natural gas or even propane helps our state and our country immensely.
Absolutely. And you get more information about compressed natural gas, go to our Wheels page at krmg.com. You'll see the links that go to Tulsa Gas Technology, also to Cecil & Sons, and information about Lloyd's PC 41 Plus. I'm about to ask you something. On we talk about recycling oil a lot of times. Do you recycle the synthetic oil?
Oh, but yeah, we do. We run lots of synthetic oils through our compressors. I mean, gallons and gallons. So we run it through super filters because we can actually pull the stuff back out, and we'll run it back in our compressors. And then we recycle. When you have your oil changed at my shop, we super filter it, and then we heat my shop with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Man, that's great stuff. Great deal. All right, 7:26. Let's real quick here talk to Doug. Doug's got an 09 Accord. And, Doug, what's wrong? You stall out there?
No, my son was driving yesterday and just driving down the road, and completely the whole car just shut off. And there he was, stranded, called the tow company. They came last night and took it and tried to do some research on it. And the only thing I'm thinking is a timing belt or – but yep. He just said that he was driving, it would not start up, kick over, or anything.
No power, no noise of the starter at all?
No, sir.
Okay, well, it's probably not the timing belt. It sounded like the alternator went out.
Just the alternator would have just
Well, it would be a gradual thing. You might not be aware of it. By going out, I mean the output reduced to the point that it ran the battery dead. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it will stop. Now, that may not be the problem, but if it won't turn over, that's normally what will happen.
So you're thinking it's the alternator then?
Well, that's what it sounds like. Check the battery and make sure it has capacity, and it's up to where it needs to be. But when that happens, it's such a gradual thing. But usually you have some really weird things happen before.
You notice some things ahead of that. Did it have any kind of radio work, any kind of electrical output?
No, but me and my millennial son, he probably didn't really pay a lot of attention to a lot of things.
The quick check is just hook up to the battery and see if you've got a voltage tester or something, see if the battery's totally flat, then you've either got, a battery that's failed catastrophically or more likely, an alternator that has not been putting out enough. And again, the battery gives you a little bit of safety cushion if the alternator's not putting out enough, but eventually you just run out of juice. Yep. Because most of those systems are going to have to charge about 14 to 14.5 volts to keep your 12-volt battery charged and provide the extra power to fire spark plugs, run headlights, wipers, radio, those sorts of things.
Yeah. You can go a little while on it with it go out, but eventually it'll catch up with you.
Not very 20 long. Miles, usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Doug. Hope that helps you there.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. 7:28 now. We got the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center. Coming up next, 2-3 KRMG. Thirty-six Denver Fox here. We're back with Wheels. By the way, if you've missed any of our past Wheels shows, you can just download one of our podcasts. Go to the Wheels page at krmg.com. Someone's text us at 95920. They got a 99 Ford Explorer Sport Auto 4x4. It's 4.0. The dash four-wheel drive lights flash about every 10 minutes, four or five times. No one seems to be able to tell him the problem, new transfer case and shift motor perhaps,
man,
on that?
New car.
Well, he needs to get a someone knows what they're doing to start with.
I've never seen it do that. I don't know if it's trying to flash a code or not.
No. I'm gonna or is it a short somewhere in the wiring?
Yeah.
Hard I mean, if he's put a new transfer case and a shift motor in it, he's already thrown some pretty serious money at it. Yeah. I would look at a dedicated or more heavily oriented electrical shop and, you know, look at the basics. I wouldn't spend any more money on hard parts until I had the wiring checked. The challenge here is this vehicle is pre-OBD2, so there's really no way to go in and scan. It doesn't have the computer capacity to remember why it's flashing these lights at you.
Oh, really?
So
you can still get in them.
Yeah. You can still get in them. Well, there are probably two or three other shops in the entire region of Northeast Oklahoma that can get in them.
Well, I learned that lesson the hard way. Right. I always keep my old testers.
Right, but, you know, 99, probably 98, 99 out of 100 shops in this area can't.
Yeah.
Call Lloyd, call me. I can give you some recommendations on some good electrical shops. He's going to be more familiar with Tulsa. I'll just tell you, in the Sepulpa area, Nabosny's over there on Dewey is just amazing on electrical. But because he's amazing on electrical, you're going to drop your vehicle off and he's going to call you when it's ready.
All right. We were talking earlier in the show about sounds that you should not ignore that come from your car. Your knockings, screaming, yelling, noises you should never ignore. Someone texted us, says, have you ever heard the noise an alternator makes when it goes bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, when those bearings go out, that thing will scream at you.
Really? So you don't, that wouldn't happen and you'd not know it?
No, they can squeak, they can moan. I mean, it's a crazy thing. We've had people like come that. In with an alternator and thinking it was their transmission.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
They can do some wild stuff.
Let's go to Charles there on line two. Charles has got a 1979 Toyota, and Charles has got a knocking sound. Charles, tell us where it's coming from.
It's coming from the engine or transmission area. You can fire it up, warm it up, and then rev that engine as high as you want. You get no noise whatsoever. You go out on the road, drive it a few miles, and it starts a heavy, and it will not go away. You come back and park it, and it'll keep right on thugging right there while it's idling.
Is it a fast pattern? Would you say fast, or is it slow? Or
I would say it's slow.
Okay.
Does it change with vehicle speed?
No.
Is it just a single thud when you hit the gas, or does it keep thudding rhythmically?
It's a rhythmic thud, yes, but it doesn't. It may change slightly as you're going uphill, giving it more gas.
Well, there's two or three things can cause it. One of them that is the automatic transmission, I'm sure. It could possibly
be. No, it's a standard.
Oh, it's a standard. Well, and that's.
Yes, sir. It's a 1979 F2 engine.
Okay. That's going to change the whole picture then. I'd have to hear that. I wouldn't be able to give you a clue on that one.
Okay, you're not alone.
If I could hear it, I could probably tell you. Troy probably could, too.
But it gets so bad, I'm scared to drive it 50 miles.
Well, one thing you can do, what motor does it have in it?
The F2.
Okay.
Straight line 6.
Okay. Take
1979.
Okay. Pull the plugs. Excuse me. Pull the plug wires one at a time when it's doing it. See if it stops it. If it does, you probably got a rod bearing. But I wouldn't describe a rod bearing as a thud myself. It's a knock.
Uh-huh.
So that's an interesting noise.
But, I mean, that'd be a quick way to, you know, one at a time to eliminate, you know, those cylinders. Because, again, I'm with him. You know, if you had a rod bearing going out, if you had, you know, something deep in the engine, it should change speed as the engine speed changes.
Yeah.
That's the confusing thing because, you know, if it's something that's reciprocating, as you drive faster, everything's spinning faster, so the speed of the thuds should increase.
And look at the harmonic balancer, too. Make sure it's not moving. That's a really unusual thing, what you're describing, or it is to me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, harmonic balancers, typically you've got the center section, you've got an elastomer ring of some sort to absorb the vibration, and then you've got the mass, the heavy ring outside. Those can sometimes move on the elastomer, but again, if that's it, normally you would expect the rhythm to speed up as the engine RPMs speed up.
Wouldn't you expect a rod bearing to continue to make noise before you drive it, is what I mean? You can warm it up, get the engine hot, and floorboard it, and does not make the noise. You have to drive it.
That's very unusual.
Like the drivetrain more than the engine.
I mean, it does sound like a drivetrain, but if he's going faster, you'd expect it to thump faster. And he's saying it doesn't change. It stays exactly
same. Well, if you get it by either one of us, we could hear it. We might be able to help you. But, well, that's a puzzler. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out Cecil and Sons over at Sand Springs or Sepulpa, Charles. And,
okay.
And then right. If you're in Tulsa, Lloyd's over just off the 41st and Mingo area and is
I'm not born in Cleveland.
Okay. Well, I mean, happy to listen to you, but boy, that's
the guy underneath there took the cover off the flywheel clutch and I can't turn anything loose. Don't see any bolts.
But again, that spins faster the faster the motor spins, so you know, if it never gets faster, that's this got us all scratching our head.
Yeah, that's weird. Charles, good luck to you. Appreciate your call. It is 7:42. Let's talk to Don now. Don's got some key problem with the transponder. So, Don, what's tell us a little about this?
Lost my keys, the only key to my 2000 Ford pickup. And so I ordered a couple of keys on eBay, them recut, but I need now somebody to program them with their computer. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Lloyd a couple of weeks ago, but I misplaced his phone number. And he was going to see if he could locate somebody.
Well, there's several places. I can give you a reference if you want to call me at work. I can give you a number of guys that can do it. There's two actually we use. But it's probably going to cost you around $90, something in that range. It's not cheap because it takes a machine. It's about $6,000.
I know. Wow. I already found that out.
Yeah. But anyway, you give me a call. I'll get you hooked up with somebody. Yep.
And what was the number?
My number at work is 663-0722, 918, of course.
7022?
Right.
You know, you guys were talking about sound from vehicles earlier, this same vehicle a couple of years back. I turned the key off and got out, and it was making a loud whining noise. I said, what? How can that be? There's not even moving, and everything's turned off. So I opened the hood and checked around, and it was that ABS device along the side, the fender well above the wheel.
Okay. Well, it's probably a pump. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The pump, yeah. And the key was turned off.
Yeah. They'll do that sometime. Probably a suspension pump. But anyway, there's a lot of things happen if you notice them.
It's weird when you turn it off, though, and things are still going. That always kind of gets your attention.
Still going, yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks, Don. Good luck to you. 7:44 on wheels. All right. How about a rhythmic clunking, tapping, or banging under the hood? So is that valves and...
Just get out and leave it.
Rods and things like we were talking about earlier. That's some of the same stuff.
Lifters.
Lifter, rock rod, arms. Crank.
Don't drive that in. That needs to be towed in probably, doesn't it?
It's probably does if it's really loud. Yeah.
And we were talking about squealing earlier. At startup, what would that be when accelerating?
Alternator belt.
Accessory belt or okay, and that makes and that thing drives the whole thing, doesn't it? Air conditioning, your alternator, and if that goes, you're out of luck there. So anyway, a few sounds. Typically, if you got a sound that sounds kind of ominous, I'd get that checked right away, you know, just to be sure.
Well, if you can't make it go away by any driving it or anything at all and turn the radio up, get it fixed.
Yeah, the radio fixes a lot.
It does. It really covers a multitude of sins.
That seems to be the answer we get a lot. You know, did you hear this noise? Well, I did, but I just turned the radio up and then it didn't bother me anymore.
Here's one, 95920 text message. Slow thudding noise could be something to do with the heat transfer doors in the AC system.
Yeah, well, there's a little motor that'll be jumping gears.
My daughter's 07 Mustang did that. We had to go in and change them. But the 79, I thought he said it was a 79. It shouldn't have electrically operated doors. It should still be cable or vacuum operated.
I'm not sure which one this is.
Well, a lot of those, too, when you turn the motor off, it'll start doing it then because everything parks.
Back.
It parks when you shut it off.
I didn't think about water hammer, but, you know, again, water pressure is going to increase and decrease as RPM does. Yeah. So.
Got a few recalls. Toyota announced a recall this last week involving the Camry and a whole range of models going back to 2015. So it's about 21,000 models included in the recall, points to the potential for fuel leaks that could cause a fire. And they've lumped this together with some other recalls. And also, the 2018 model year for Toyota Camrys could have a fuel line in the engine compartment. If not properly connected, some of those Camrys could be affected. So, obviously, being a fuel odor, you would notice this, I would think. Yeah. And you need to get that.
That properly connected is an interesting term. Yeah. How can you not properly connect a fuel line?
Yeah. I'm not sure there, yeah, but anyway.
Apparently, they found a way.
Toyota says they'll owners of recall vehicles will be receiving notices in the mail in early April. So it takes them a while to get the right little letter to us.
But. Well, by that, they're all burned up.
Yeah. Let's real quick take another call. 9460KRNG. Kate is with us. Kate's got a 2010 LaCrosse. And Kate, tell us what your problem is.
Hi. Yes, I have a 2010 Buick LaCrosse, and it's got right at 60,000 miles. And the other day, I was driving, and the check engine light came on. So we checked the code, and it was my ignition coils on number 5 and number 4. Mm-hmm. So they replaced those. I drove it for a couple of days. The check engine light came on again, took it back, and it read the code for the catalytic converter. So he thought it was just kind of reading from the fumes and stuff.
Yeah, relating to the coil packs. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he reset it, and we've reset it twice, and the light keeps coming back on, but it's the catalytic converter code each time. So he kind of said, just drive it, and we'll reset it later. But sometimes when you work on them like that, they get, like you said, it just kind of reads for a while.
Well, if you had coil packs dead, you've got misfire, so you're dumping raw fuel into the system. It could have damaged the converter by giving it too much fuel to burn and overheating it. But as far as driving the car, does the power seem to be the same? Does the acceleration and gas economy seem
before,
to be back up?
I had noticed it at stoplights before I had the two ignition coils replaced. It was kind of misfiring or idling down at stop signs and stuff. I could feel it missing, but I don't now, and everything seems okay.
It gas economy clean up back up to itself. Where it was before the coils went out?
Pardon me?
Is your gas economy, your fuel mileage back up to where it was before the coils started acting up?
No, I do think, thank you for saying that. I do think my fuel economy seems to have gone down,
Well, if your converter's sharply plugged up, then it could hurt you. And, you know, if you have a misfire and he didn't change the plugs could be fouled. Although I would assume he'd check that.
Oh, he did change all the plugs. I'm sorry. Good. He changed all the plugs when he changed those two ignition coils. Yes.
Have you had any funky smell, you know, like around that converter will make a funny smell?
Right.
When they get
no,
real
I
rich.
Haven't. I remember those, and I have not.
Yeah, it smells a lot like rotten eggs because you're getting hydrogen sulfide gas when you.
Yeah, no, I have not smelled that. No.
Okay.
But
you
he tells me I can go ahead and drive it for a while. I miss my. My remote start doesn't work right now because I guess that light's on.
Yeah, when you get light on, then the system's disabled for remote start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, I didn't know that either. And then the other day when it was so cold and icy, I missed that.
Well, it has the capability of a freeze frame, so have him look at that and see if what happens when that light comes on.
Okay.
Might give you a little insight.
Yeah. And then the other thing, before you do a converter, because they're not inexpensive, if nothing else, you've got O2 sensors before and after the sensor, after the catalytic converter, you can pull those out and check pressure differential. And that's one way to see, to do a final confirmation before you cut it out and put another one in that it's plugged. But, it may, now the engine's running right, it may clear itself, but, you may have heard it.
Okay.
All right, Kate, good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. It is 7:51. We've got fog in the area now, 41 degrees. Hey, a little rain on western Oklahoma, kind of moving up the turnpike in our direction, and more rain on the way, it looks like. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on KRMG. You know, it doesn't take much for a pickup and a trailer to have the weight rating of more than 10,000 pounds. That means you fall under those USDOT rules and regulations. And boy, keeping up with all of the regulations and stuff, if you've got a commercial vehicle, it's very difficult. But Tom, you guys kind of make it easy. You help people out with their paperwork and their maintenance and all the things they need to drive legally.
You bet. I just got Lisa in my office, and she's helping me now. It's kind of overwhelming me sometimes, and there's a lot of paperwork, and the paperwork kills most companies when the DOT walks in your door and wants to see your paperwork.
But it'll kill your company if you have to pay some of those fines, too.
Yeah, the fines are severe for not having your paperwork correct.
Mm. Yeah, it's nasty stuff.
In this case, you do need some stinking papers.
Yeah, your papers.
Right.
Papers, please.
We need your papers. Well, you got all of the papers there at Tulsa Gas Technology, and you get information from our Wheels page, of course, links to that, and also information about compressed natural gas. And if you want to get information about the Blue Energy Fuel Stations, all you have to do is text CNG to 313131. You get those informations sent out just very rarely, but when you need to know about them. And you might win a tank full of CNG or a beanie from Tulsa Gas Tech.
The beanies are real popular right now.
All right, and you guys also carry Lloyd's PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit. You do it as part of your fleet maintenance.
Yep, it's free. If you're in the fleet maintenance program and you need it, we do it.
All right, that sounds great. Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs got some great deals on rebates for some Goodyear tires right now.
Goodyear's got rebates of up to $80 a set right now, and if you use your Goodyear card on some of them, get as high as $200 a set. So not a bad deal, but definitely look at your tires this time of year. We're getting into the wet season, and hydroplaning is not your only concern. Wet braking is, in my opinion, a bigger safety deal. So, you know, look the quarter, put the quarter head down in your tires. If you can see the top of Washington's head, you're at 4:30 seconds, and, you know, it's time to start thinking about it.
You know, we've been talking about sounds that your vehicle may make. I bet you get a lot of people to come in and say, I've got this weird sound.
And lots of weird sounds, and we try really hard to interpret those. But at the end of the day, if you're wanting a sound checked out, you need really budget time so someone can drive it with you and hear it. Because you may be an Oscar contender in terms of your sound effect making ability, but yes. We're still probably going to have to drive your car to hear it.
Probably do, and check some other things out. All right, guys, turn your headlights on. Make sure they're all clear out there with fog out there, because it's kind of clear. Not clear.
Slow down for stop signs.
Yes, slow down for the stop signs out there. All right, guys, have a great weekend. The news is next on KRMG. And baby, I love you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.